McDykel. Katie, have you ever heard?
Oh, that's a gimmick.
Oh, it's a gimmick.
That's a gimmick. They're trying to get you to capture certain words and say certain things. You need to hang up at me.
Big, 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 dong, dong. Big, 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 dong, dong, dong. Big, 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 dong, dong. Big, 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 dong, dong, dong.
Hello, androids. You're listening to Bonersode 94. It is late in the evening, but still technically May 28th, 2021. And I'm your host, Richard. I had a hell of a time getting some decent calls this week. A listener that goes by Unk gave me this stupid idea that involves installing tiny houses on easements, which got me hung up on about 700% more than usual. I almost gave up on getting this Bonersode out tonight, but my producer, Crazy Kryptonian, sat me down and explained that quitting would be a disgrace to God and country, and Olga would leave me if I didn't man up. So thanks for the 1950s era pep talk, Crazy Kryptonian, and here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Lisa?
Yes?
Oh, hey, Lisa, it's Winston, here in the town zoning department.
In the town building department?
Yeah, I just needed to let you know, next Tuesday, there's going to be a work truck coming out to your house. They're just going to be kind of dropping something off out front.
Like what?
Well, they're going to be installing a tiny house right on the easement there. And so, yeah, I'm just supposed...
I don't understand what you're talking about. They're installing a tiny house on what easement?
The easement that's kind of just like alongside the house there, kind of runs out to the curb.
I don't know. Hold on. I want to talk to my husband. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Marty?
This is Martin. Yes.
Hey, Marty. It's Winston over here in the zoning department. I was, explaining something to your wife. I guess maybe there was a misunderstanding.
There's a big misunderstanding. When are you going to try to do this?
Well, they're going to be there on Tuesday to install the tiny house.
Yeah, bullshit. There's no tiny house going on that east.
Sir, why are you reacting like this? I'm just supposed to let you know.
Why am I reacting like this? There's absolutely no room for a tiny house.
Okay, so you're just throwing a temper tantrum like a child just because you don't understand something? Is that what's going on?
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Yeah, I'm listening.
There's no room for a tiny house anywhere near my property.
Yeah, there is. It's like I said, it's only about 20 feet wide. And 10 feet deep. It's about the size of a shipping container.
Right. And where are you planning on putting this? In my front yard?
Well, it's going to be along the side of your house, next to the fence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's...
Do you know what's there already?
I'm sorry, what was that? It sounds like you're covering up the phone, like you're all muffled.
Well, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, okay?
Okay.
And if I was home, I'd be in your office right now.
Okay. Do you have, like, some kind of problem with housing the homeless or something?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, you have a problem with housing unsheltered people. What kind of person are you?
Who do you work for?
I work for the town. Who do you work for? The devil?
We're not a town. We're a city.
Well, you know what I mean. It's the same damn thing, smartass.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The town is run by a city manager. The city is run by an elected mayor.
Listen, we don't need to be debating the definitions of words. I'm just supposed to let you know about the tiny house that's going in right there.
So what are you going to do? You're going to bring a bulldozer in and knock the hedges down?
No, they're just going to flatten out the land, make sure it's, you know, ready for the tiny house.
They're just going to flatten out the land.
Yeah.
Where are they going to flatten out this? There's no room to flatten out the land, pal.
Yeah, well, they have to put it right next to your fence there. There's plenty of room. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Like, basically, you're just being greedy. You're not even using that side of your yard anyways.
Yeah, I most certainly am.
And anyway, the married couple that's going to be moving in there, they should be there on Thursday. So maybe you ought to shape up your attitude before they move in.
Listen to me. There is no room between those two houses for a 20-foot box by 10-foot box. There ain't room for it, pal.
Well, no, it's not going in between the houses. It's like, if you're looking at your house, it's to the left.
What are you going to do? Put this house on the sidewalk?
Well, it's going to cover a part of the sidewalk, but most of it's going to be up in the side yard there.
So you're going to take away... There's no easement on that side of the house.
Yeah, there is. We checked the records and everything, and it turns out that it belongs to the town, and so we're going to be installing the tiny house right there.
You're going to put a tiny house right next to my sunroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your elitist sunroom.
Good luck, buddy. I'll be there with my shotguns.
Oh, you're going to shoot the homeless people?
Yes, sir, I am.
What's the matter with you?
Nobody gave us any warning on this. This is the first thing. Oh, hey, by the way, we're stopping by Tuesday. We're going to put a house on your property.
Do you have a license for that shotgun?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to need you to read me off the license number.
Bullshit.
You're bullshit.
Yeah, you're bullshit. I'll be in your office first thing.
No, no, you're bullshit.
I arrive back in... At 11 o'clock.
Listen, do you want me to?
Monday night. I'll be in your office at 8 a.m. on Tuesday.
Oh, no. You're not permitted to enter our office. You're a gun-wielding maniac.
Okay, so what is your office address, please?
Oh, I'm not giving that to you. You're going to come here with a shotgun like a crazy person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, do you want to just talk to my supervisor? Maybe he can straighten you out?
Absolutely, I'd like to talk to your supervisor.
Okay, hold on 1 minute, asshole. I'll get him.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dickface. Hold on.
Hello, this is Mr. Biggs.
Okay, this is a joke. Have a nice day.
Hello, Marty?
Hang up.
Hello?
I want to show you how it came in.
Hello, ma'am?
Oh, he's still on there.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. It's Winston. You're in town hall?
No, you got the wrong Dave. I told you got the wrong Dave. Don't call back.
This isn't Dave.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, Mr. I know I got the right Dave.
What's this a call about?
Well, can I explain, or are you just going to hang up on me again?
Well, when you said town hall, I'm not at town hall.
Yeah, I didn't say you were at town hall. I said I'm here at town hall, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
Okay, well, what's the question, sir?
I didn't have a question. I was calling to let you know that there's going to be a work truck out to your house tomorrow. They're going to be there around 10 o'clock. And they're just going to be dumping off some pebbles just kind of right out front there.
Pebbles?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. They were doing a land survey yesterday. And they found out that there was, the pebble count was too high down at the beach. And so they just had to scoop a bunch of them up, and they're going to be just temporarily storing them in your front yard. That's the only reason I was calling.
Wait a minute. What is this all about? I mean, do you get the right address?
We were over there on...
Yeah, well, I don't want any stones dropped off on my front lawn.
Yeah, well, they're going to be there tomorrow at about 10 to dump off about 700 of them. They're just storing them there temporarily.
No, I'll be out there with the police or whatever I got to do to stop.
Oh, it's not a police matter, sir. It's just the town storing them there temporarily. That's all.
I don't have a big front yard. You can't be putting 700 stones in my front yard.
Well, they're just pebbles. They're not...
Yeah, you don't have my authorization, so if they show up,
We don't need your authorization, Dave. I'm just supposed to let you know they're going to be there, and they're just dumping them right out front.
I will stop them.
Well, how are you going to stop them? It's 700 pebbles.
Yeah, I'm going to tell them to go away with their pebbles. I don't have any place to store pebbles.
Yeah, you do, right there in your front lawn. Just right at the edge there.
And I'll be out there to stop them.
And you can't tell them to go away. They don't take orders from you. It's not the hell things run here in the city.
What's your name?
Winston.
All right, well, I'll call up the town hall before tomorrow morning just to make sure that this does not happen.
How
do you get authorization to do this?
This is
my property.
Well, there's an easement right there, so it's technically not even your property. Just quit objecting to this.
I am objecting to this.
Well, you can't object.
Why would they pick my house, a small house, to dump a bunch of pebbles? Why don't they pick somebody who's got land?
Yeah, but, we can't just be dumping pebbles on people's land.
That's right, and you're doing it to me.
Well, no, it's not your land, though. See, that's...
Well, you've dropped pebbles off in my front yard, I'm going to remove them.
Well, no, you can't touch...
I will remove them.
Sir,
if they're on my property, I will remove
it's
them.
It's not your property, dummy. I already explained that to you.
I don't know who this is. I don't know where this is coming from.
I told you this is Winston.
Find out what the hell's going on, because No, it's not going to happen. What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Beauregard?
Yeah.
Oh, that's John.
Hold on.
John Beauregard?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Who's John Beauregard?
He lives in the house across from Linda. Let me talk to him.
Winston Beauregard. He works for Town Hall.
What are
we? They want to dump up off a bunch of pebbles in our yard tomorrow morning.
Well, no, we didn't order them.
No, we didn't order them.
I didn't say you ordered them.
He says that they have to move them from the beach.
Look, can I just talk to her since we're just, relaying everything? Like, if she wears the pants in the household, I'll explain it to her.
Who the hell are you? Winston Beauregard. I'm going to call Town Hall tomorrow and I'm going to complain about you.
Oh, no, you can't complain. I forbid you to complain.
Oh, yes, I can.
Nope. I'm ordering you not to complain.
Well, I'm going to.
That is an official order and...
Who? Winston Beauregard?
Yeah, for me. And you have to obey it.
I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Name is Winston... My wife just walked in, so dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where he lives. He doesn't live over here.
It's none of her business where I live.
He says it's none of your business where he lives.
Oh, man, she is so annoying. Tell her to go make a sandwich or something.
You're annoying, to be quite frank with you.
Well, then why don't you just hang up?
You're annoying me.
Then why don't you just hang up, stupid?
Tell me we have to go.
Bunch of yammering bitches over there.
You call me stupid. All right. Have a good day.
Hello?
Hello, Sherry?
Yes?
Hey, Sherry, it's Winston here in the town zoning department.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just following up on some reports that we received recently regarding you going down to the beach and taking the pebbles. We've got a couple of...
When was this report made? And I've never taken any pebbles, by the way.
It says here, I mean, we've got several reports, but just in general, it says here that you've been seen down at the beaches just taking buckets full of pebbles. And that's...
And when was this?
The most recent one was from last week, and then there's several here, just dating back several months. You know,
that's very strange. I never took any pebbles.
Yeah.
And I haven't lived there since August of 2019.
That's what makes it even stranger. Like, you could probably just get pebbles from your local beaches or whatever. You don't need to come down to ours.
Yeah, I don't live there, so I didn't take any pebbles.
Well, yeah, it's really okay.
Can
like, there's
you forward an email to me with this information?
Oh, ma'am, there's no reason to be deceitful about it. It's really no big deal. I just need to remind you, just at least limit them. Like, you can take one or two here and there, but...
Could you just say your name again and what department you work for?
Yeah, my name is Winston.
Winston?
I'm here in the zone.
And what's your last name, Winston?
Beauregard. And I'm here in the town zoning department, zoning enforcement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to speak with your supervisor now.
Oh, geez. Okay. I mean, you're really making this out to be a bigger deal than it is. Hang on. I can patch you through. One moment.
Hello, this is Mr. Biggs.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mr. Biggs. What can I do for you? Hello?
Would you tell me what department that you work for, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is the town zoning department. And who am I speaking with?
You are speaking with Sherry Hansen.
Oh,
I was
Sherry.
Called by Winston Beauregard.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, hello, Sherry. Yeah, is this regarding the pebbles that you've been scooping up from the beaches lately?
It is regarding the call that Winston Beauregard made to me stating this account. I do not live there, so I'm not taking any pebbles from there. How do we resolve this confusion?
Well, if you don't live here, ma'am, then why are you scooping up the pebbles from the beaches? It doesn't really make any sense.
Mr. Biggs, can I get your title, please?
Yes, I'm the office manager here in the zoning department. And ma'am, you're not facing any repercussions. We're just simply asking that you respect the beaches and the wildlife and...
I do not live there. I'm not scooping pebbles, and I do respect the beaches and the wildlife.
Well, it doesn't sound like if you're scooping up buckets full of pebbles.
I'm not.
I mean, you got to think of the sea otters, ma'am.
There are no sea otters in
Of course there are. That's, how would you know? You don't even live here. Look, just...
So I'm going to call the zoning office of and find out if there is a Mr. Biggs and a Winston Beauregard right now. So I thank you for informing me
That's who you're speaking with right now.
Filings against my name, and I will talk to you again once I go through proper channels.
Well, ma'am, there's really no need to escalate this. I'm just simply asking.
Count on this to be escalated.
Why? I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to explain as best I can. I'm just simply asking that you respect the sea otters and their environment and not steal the pebbles from the beaches.
You've been recorded, so thank you very much.
I don't give you permission to record.
Oh, shouldn't have done it then, huh?
Yeah, you're going to have to delete that. How did you record the call?
I'll talk to an attorney and find out. Thank you very much for your call.
What app did you use to record the call? What's the name of it?
Hello?
Hello, Renee?
Yes?
Hey, Renee, it's Leave with the county. And I just needed to let you know there's going to be a work truck coming by your house tomorrow. They should be there around noon. And they're just going to be dumping off some pebbles in your front lawn there.
Why?
We just have to temporarily store them. See, we were doing a land survey down at the lake here.
What lake?
Lake. Here's the situation. Let me explain. They were doing a count of the pebbles, and it turns out right now that it's exceeding the limits. And so we just have to store these extra pebbles somewhere for the time being till we can kind of figure out where we're going to put them.
Extra pebbles?
Yeah, right now they're...
Like fruity pebbles?
No, you're funny. No, you know, just, you know, like pebbles on the beaches, just along the shore.
No, there's sand on the beaches.
Yeah, and little pebbles, you know, rocks, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, there's...
Quarter size? Are we talking baseball size? Are we talking,
Well, that wouldn't be a pebble. That would be a rock. No, you know, just little penny-sized pebbles.
I have the best idea then. We have holes in our roads. Y'all can just fill them up for us.
Oh, no, we can't fill the roads with pebbles. That wouldn't
Why not?
That wouldn't last very long.
It don't last now whenever we fill them up. So
yeah.
You guys can fill them up and
listen,
it won't cost us to have the roads filled.
Well, that's, ma'am, I appreciate your opinion and everything, but that's not really my department. You know, I don't really do anything with roads. I'm just over here in animal control and things like that. And
animal control?
Yeah, because that's...
Then what does that have to do with pebbles?
Well, that's the issue, though. The lake otters, you know, they don't really...
We have lake otters?
Yeah, and it's bad for the otters, you know, if there's too many pebbles.
You mean we have otters in Lake...
Yeah, of course we do.
No, we do not!
I mean, the population is dwindling, but it's they're still there, and that's what we're trying to preserve. And, you know, they can't survive if there's
You have got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
No, ma'am, I wouldn't joke. What would be the joke?
You wouldn't?
No, why would I be kidding? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, and you're from county.
Correct.
And you're from the zoning department.
Mm-hmm.
And they close at 5 o'clock, and you're calling me at 20 after 5?
I actually work until 6:30, ma'am.
You work till 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Who is your boss?
That would be Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs?
Correct.
And is that B-I-G-G-S?
Yeah, that is actually. Very good.
Okay. What is a number that Mr. Biggs can be reached on?
Well, he's in his office. I can patch you through if you'd like to talk to him.
No, just give me a number. I'd like to call him back when it's convenient for me. Because I'm going to talk to Mr. Biggs, and I'm going to see if Mr. Biggs can talk to the road department.
Yeah. Well,
because
we
know several people that work in the road department, and they...
Well, listen, sweetheart, we don't handle the roads, okay? You need to quit acting like you know how things run around here. I'm just telling you about the pebbles, and look, if you have a problem with the roads, then, you know, take it up with your mayor or whatever.
With our mayor?
Just quit being all bossy about it.
Okay,
look,
sir?
Is your husband there? Can I just talk to the man of the house?
I am the man of the house.
You have a penis?
I am a very independent woman, and my opinion, yes, it does count.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry.
So I don't understand why you're getting upset with me because you called me.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
That
I didn't.
You are going to put pebbles, drop pebbles off at my house.
Yeah.
Because you need storage. Well, are you going to pay me for me to store these for you?
Oh, no, no. I didn't. First of all, I apologize. I didn't realize that you identify as a man, so I will note that correction.
I am not a man.
Well, you just said that you're
not. But I am the sole owner of my house.
Well, you just said that you're the man of the house, so it's okay.
Yes,
I get it.
I'm the man of the house, figuratively speaking. Oh. I am a woman, a very independent, strong woman.
Oh, very nice, honey. Very, very impressive. Anyways, what were we talking about? Something about,
the otters.
Oh, paying you. Yeah, no, we don't have that in the budget. That would be ridiculous.
So, you're going to store something at my house.
Yeah.
But yet you're not going to pay me for storage?
That is correct. Very good, honey. You understand what I've said. Very
ding,
nice.
Ding, ding, ding. But I don't think that you're going to come to my house.
Well, no,
and
I won't
store
be.
Anything because I'm not affiliated with anything with the Lake area.
Well, yeah, but
if
you're
this
under.
This affects the otters that we have at Lake.
Okay.
Then you need to take that up with the locals there at Lake.
Oh no, you're still under our jurisdiction, so that's where we're going to be dropping these. Look, it's only temporary. I don't understand why you're throwing a fit about this.
How big a truckload am I going to get?
There's roughly 700 pounds.
700 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
700.
Oh, can I use those?
No.
While they're here?
No.
I can't?
No, you can't touch them. And, I mean, they took a count, so don't even think about stealing any pebbles.
You're gonna count? Y'all actually counted them?
Well, yeah, that was part of the survey. Durr. You okay?
Tell me something.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Sleeve.
Who?
Sleeve.
Leave?
Correct.
Leave?
Uh-huh.
L-E-A-V-E?
Yeah.
Okay, leave.
Uh-huh.
And what department are you calling me again from?
The department of shut your mouth and don't worry about it.
Okay, sir. Well, I tell you what.
Just mind your own business.
I'm going to shut my mouth.
Very good.
And whenever you bring
those you are.
And
like
you put
a
them
woman.
On my property, I'm going to use them. And thank you,
oh, no. you
so
can't
much
be...
for the 700 pounds of free pebble that I'm going to be able to use.
Oh, no. You
and
can't
have
be...
a good day.
Oh,
and
no.
tell Mr. Biggs to have a wonderful day, too. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Roberta?
Yes?
Hey, Roberta. It's Winston here in the zoning department.
Yeah?
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up on Tuesday next week. There's going to be a work truck in your neighborhood. They're just going to be dropping something off out front.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm trying to let you know about the work that's going to be going on in your neighborhood next week. There's going to be some city workers out there.
Oh, city workers, yeah.
Yeah, and they're just going to be dropping something off just kind of right out front of your house there.
Like what?
They're going to be installing a tiny house on the easement. And so,
installing a what?
A tiny house. It's like the size of a shipping crate. It's just designed to house a couple of people.
Why?
Why? Well, because the city, you know, we're trying to shelter some of the houseless people in the area. And this is one of the ideas that the council came up with.
I don't have any land.
Yeah, well, there's an easement. It's, you know, it's not very big, but it doesn't need to be because...
I don't want other people on my little land I have.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. It turns out that there's an easement there that belongs to the town. And so that's why they're putting it there, because it's technically not on your land. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Talk to my husband.
Okay.
I don't have enough land to put a damn telephone booth on.
Hey.
So I don't...
Sir. You need to.
I don't know where you're trying to. What land you're talking about,
sir? You need to take a cleansing breath and just calm down. Let me try to explain because it seems like there's a miscommunication here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's going to be a crew coming out on Tuesday, and they found enough space for it. I mean, it's only the tiny house is only about 20 feet wide by about 10 feet.
I don't have 20 feet. I have 12 feet on the side of my garage.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be going.
There's a big tree there. You can't. It's not our land. It's 12 feet, and there's a big tree there. You can't get it there.
Yeah,
you can't get anything there.
Yeah, that's what the work crew is going to be doing. They're going to be taking down the tree to make more room. And then
what street are you on? What are you talking about?
Let's see. Well, you're on Bison, right?
Yeah, Bison Street, right?
Yeah, Bison. And so they're going to be just chopping the tree down and flattening it out and everything. And then once they have it all cleared out, they're going to install the tiny house.
Permanently?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's...
That's insane. There is no room for a tiny house there.
Of course.
My land is only 12 feet. If you can get the 22-foot of house on a 12-foot of land, well, easements or no easements,
well,
that's
no,
all I got is 12 feet there.
Well, no, you misunderstood. It's 20 feet tall. It's only about 10 feet wide.
And what's it going to do? Just brush up against my garage?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, you know...
Hey, that's a lot of bullshit. There's something wrong here.
Hey, sir, you don't need to be using that kind of language.
Well, listen, you can't put a damn... You can't put a house there. There's nothing there.
Well, it's not going to be a house. It's a tiny house. It's just, you know, it's to shelter the houseless people.
Oh, for God's sake. That's a lot of nonsense.
Housing poor people is nonsense?
No, not housing poor people is nonsense. I'm trying to put a...
What's the matter with you?
A 10-foot house next to my... What are you going to do? Put up against my garage?
Yeah.
I got to have some goddamn right way to get in there and paint my garage and stuff.
Oh, no. No, you can't be... You know, because that's technically the tiny house property now.
Oh, come on.
So
I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Where are you going?
Hello?
Oh, hello. It's Winston again. Look, I think there was really just a misunderstanding here.
There's a great misunderstanding here. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well... What don't you understand? I can try to explain it a little better, I guess.
I don't understand how you can go around putting a house on somebody else's property.
Well, it's
easement
not...
or no easement. I don't have an easement there. I have a goddamn piece of property there.
Oh, no, see, it's...
12-foot piece of property.
Well, see, that's where you're mistaken. It's not technically your property. Yeah, there's an easement there that belongs to the town.
And do you know what's behind that property?
And...
It's up against the brook. It's in the brook.
Yeah, well, no, they're gonna fill it in and just, you know, clear out the space. It's all going to work out. You'll see. But yeah, and then the family's going to be moving in next week.
So it might, you got to be shitting me.
Oh, I'm not shitting you. And then, you know, it might be a nice thing if you, I don't know, give them some kind of housewarming gift.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're out of your tree something. You need help.
Out of my tree? And then get Roberta.
Yeah, you're out of your tree.
And then get
you
Roberta.
Be serious.
Like maybe you can get Roberta to bake some cookies.
Oh yeah, we'll make cookies for them. We'll throw a party for them.
Make sure it's chocolate chip. That's their favorite.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Crazy Kryptonian for having a very hard name to pronounce. I had to re-record this like a dozen times. Thanks, Unk, for the tiny idea. And thanks, everyone, for your support. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lived with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
So, thanks for the 1950s era pep talk, crazy crimp tone, crazy crimp, crazy crimp. Fuck.